Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to Get Answers to Life's Questions. I am your host. I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, an energy upcycling practitioner, a dear innate practitioner, a speaker, author, energy healer, and a bunch of other stuff. Okay, so this is a show that was created so that you could ask questions that you have about your life and get the answer from your guidance. And this means you're getting the answer from a higher source, that you're not having to think up the answer on your own. That was the reason they had me create this show, so that people would have a place to get answers. So if you have a question, you can give me a call at 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And with the way things are going in the world right now, I imagine a lot of people are having questions about it. I find it really interesting, people's reactions to everything that's happening. I was looking at some stuff on Facebook today, and I was seeing how you can take your old bra and turn it into a face mask, which is something that, you know, I had never really thought about. I suppose it depends on your cup size as to whether or not it's going to cover enough of your face. So, you know, if you need a face mask and you've got an old bra, go on Facebook or YouTube. I imagine they have videos that show you how to use that bra to make two face masks, one for each cup. People are a bit scared. And then other people are being so inventive and creative, it's just amazing. Get out of the fear and move into seeing what opportunities all of this is bringing into your life. Because it's not about just the fear. It's about who we really are and what we are creating. Because we are getting opportunities to create more than we've ever created before. So don't let this pass you by. Don't think that, oh my gosh, I just have to stay home and, you know, watch TV or be on the internet for, you know, 24 hours a day, waiting for all of this to pass by. Start doing the things that your heart wants for you to do. is an opportunity for you to create your life and to create more than you've ever created before. So this is really an interesting time. I don't need to tell you that, but it is. And so let yourself let go. You know, that's one of the things guidance is always telling me and telling the people that I work with, to let go. So you could say something like, "Dear innate, I allow myself to release this virus and everything that it is from every aspect of my existence." And it's not just about letting go, it's also about accepting. So you could also add, "Dear innate, I allow myself to accept this virus exactly as it is and exactly as it isn't." And by accepting what it is and what it isn't, you're doing a more well-rounded acceptance, which allows you to come into a state of peace, because then you don't have to start thinking about what it isn't and I wish it was, and you know, anything about life, not just the virus, any aspect of your existence. So if you want to experience more peace in your life, start accepting what is and what isn't. Because we generally have thoughts on both sides of the issue. You know, when you look at yourself and you accept yourself, you know, there's also a part of you saying, but if you would do this, or if you could do this, then your life would be better. By accepting what isn't, you don't have to do that. If you would do this and if you could do this, your life would be better. You're just accepting everything exactly as it is, and there's really nothing you have to talk about. So it's one of the ways of changing things. Changing things quickly and easily so that you can create a life that you can truly love, a life that you can truly enjoy, because you are entitled to be happy. Each and every one of us is. So even with everything that is going on in the world, there's no reason why you can't be happy. So think about that when you're thinking about the virus and all of the negativity and the fear, and, you know, start letting that go. Say, "Dear innate, I release the fear." And then notice what comes up. And it may be fear of the virus, maybe fear of not having a job, it may be fear of not having money, it may be fear of not having food, maybe fear of not being able to pay your bills, or, you know, whatever it is. Say, "Dear innate, I release the fear," and add whatever the fear is of. Because staying in the fear will never make your life better. It's when you release the fear that you start seeing and accepting solutions. As long as you stay in the problem, nothing can change. Well, that's not true. The problem can get worse. But you want things to get better. You want your life to be better. So start letting go. Letting go of whatever it is that's coming up for you in your life. And allow yourself to experience the joy that's there. And the joy is always there, no matter what's going on in the world. The joy is always within you. So it's not dependent upon what's happening outside of you. Let yourself experience the joy. It's time for things to change. That's what all of this chaos is bringing. So start looking within yourself and seeing what's important to you. And only you, because the only one you have any responsibility for is you. So don't look at ways you can change the world. Look at ways that you can change yourself. And then allow that change within you to spread out into the world. There are so many people who are working to change the world and they are not, they're not coming from within themselves. And they just reach a point where they get burned out because they're ignoring themselves. So if you're feeling burned out about any aspect of your life, look and see if you are paying attention to you. If you are allowing you to be happy. If you are allowing you to know you are loved and you are valued. Because when you are coming from that healthy, powerful, wonderful you, you can do anything. And whatever it is you're doing is not going to wear you out like it is if you are ignoring yourself. So it's important for us to pay attention to who we are and to what we are creating in our lives. And we are often reminded of this over and over. So pay attention to what you are being reminded of, because your team, which is what I call the group of divine beings who work with each and every one of us, they're always giving us nudges about what's important and about who we are. Start paying attention to your nudges. And nudges come in a variety of ways. It may just be a feeling that you get. It may be something that you are really drawn to reading or watching or listening to. They come in a variety of ways. So pay attention to your nudges and start making the changes that they are encouraging you to make in your life. Because you truly deserve a wonderful, amazing life. And don't let yourself get talked out of that beautiful, amazing life by yourself, because you've been taught so many things by different people. And so much of what you were taught is not true. So much of what you were taught is based in fear. Just like when you're watching the news and they're showing you people who are sick and dying and all of that, they're actually generating more and more fear within you. So pay attention to what diminishes the fear and let yourself spend your time in whatever way it is that's going to diminish the fear. Because you are not required to be afraid. You are never required to be afraid. God didn't create you to be afraid. This isn't an exercise in seeing if you can actually get scared enough. This is about you recognizing the truth of who you are. It's about you being empowered. It's about you changing your life. And when you change your life, you begin to change the world. But the focus is on you. The focus is always on you. So allow yourself to focus on you. Now, this doesn't mean that you shouldn't help other people or love other people or, you know, any of that kind of stuff. That's a natural part of you. You naturally love others. It's just part of who we are. We are created from love, and so loving is normal for us. Let yourself let go of the societal beliefs about what is and what isn't love, because it's time to move beyond that and to move back into the truth of our existence. So if any of this is speaking to you and you have any questions for me, feel free to send me an email at barbara.healing@gmail.com Or you can check out my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And there's lots of information there. This really is your opportunity to change your life. And you don't need to put it off. I mean, after all, you have all the time in the world now because you can't go anywhere. And the work that I do with people is done over the internet or over the phone. So, you know, you don't have to worry about connecting with me in a way that's going to give you any kind of a buzz. Not that I have one, because I've moved beyond the concept of believing that bugs have power over me. I accept that I am the one that chooses my state of health and that nothing else has power over me. And that's something that you might want to look at about your own life. Are you giving your power away to a virus? Or are you accepting that it's up to you to determine how you feel and what you are willing to accept? Because there are always germs, bacteria, viruses, bugs out there in the world. But most of the time, we don't accept them. But when the media is saying, you don't have a choice, you're going to get sick, are you accepting what the media is saying? Or are you recognizing that you always have a choice? Because you do always have a choice. And you can choose to be healthy. And you can choose to allow yourself to have everything you need always provided for you. That is one of the choices you can make in your life. And the more you open up to allowing things to just flow, to know that you always have what you need, what you desire, and that it just comes into your life. You don't have to work for it. You don't have to hunt it down. You don't have to chase it. You just have to be open to receiving it. It's about living life from a whole different level. It's about allowing your life to flow with grace and ease. So I hope I've given you something to think about. And I will be back next week. Don't forget, contact me if you have any questions. I love you all. And I wish you all an absolutely glorious week of being who you truly are. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.